You Can Handle Anything, episode number 357. Welcome to the You Can Handle Anything podcast. I'm your host, Shira Gura, and I know firsthand what it feels like to get hijacked by your emotions, keeping you from fully enjoying the moments and people in your life. That's why I'm here to share with you practical strategies to help you spot when you're feeling emotionally stuck, stay calm and in control, and handle tough situations well, so you can always be your best self no matter what life throws your way. Let's get started. Hello, my dear listeners, and thank you so much for joining me today. So today I have two stories to share with you, and they are so similar in nature that it's actually really uncanny. But before I share it with you, I want to ask you a quick question. Have you ever asked someone to do something for you, like a favor, and when you ask them, you assume that the person understands your request? Of course you do, right? You probably do this all the time. Like, you ask someone to get you something and you assume that they know what you mean, right? Or you ask someone to clean up and you assume that they know what you mean. Or you ask somebody to make you something to eat, right? And you assume that they know what you mean. Of course you do, right? Okay, so keep that in mind as I share with you these two great stories. So did you tune into my podcast two episodes ago when I interviewed my friend Esther Goldenberg about the new book that she just came out with? Well, the first story has to do with that. You see, Esther lives in Maryland, and she has a friend who was visiting Israel, where I live, and Esther wanted to gift some of her books to people here in Israel. So she sent a few copies with her friend, and I made arrangements to meet up with her friend, and I got the books, and I put them in my car. And the first instruction was to mail one of these books to someone in Jerusalem. So I got the address. And actually that same morning, I went to the post office and I dropped it off. I felt very proud of myself, right? For meeting up with her friend, for getting this address, for mailing it on the same day, right? These are things that I don't necessarily do on a daily basis. And I was happy to help out. And I was right that I accomplished this task, which I know doesn't seem like a big deal, but it still, okay. So a few hours later, I was in touch with Esther and I told her that I sent off the first book. And her response was, "Great, thanks. So you sent the one that was signed to her specifically?" I was like, "Signed? You signed the books? I didn't know that." And so I checked, and of course, no, I didn't send the one that was signed to her specifically. In fact, I sent her a book that was signed to somebody else. Palm to forehead. I felt like such an idiot in that moment, right? I was so mad at myself. Like, I was proud of myself in one moment, and then another moment later, I was beating myself up. Like, why didn't I take a moment to check? Why didn't I think of that? Of course the author is going to sign copies of her new book. Like, duh, Shira. But I caught myself. I was being very self-critical, and that is a sure sign that you are feeling stuck. And so I took myself through the Unstuck Method step by step. I took a stop and just took a breath. I tuned into what I was feeling, which was feeling a lot of things. One of them was just feeling regret. And I uncovered, you know, what was going on in my mind, including the fact that I believed I was an idiot for not checking, right? But of course, that's not true. How was I supposed to know? I can't know everything, right? And that's what I considered that really helped me get unstuck, right? That I can't know everything. And just that consideration, just getting to that thought, helped me feel better instantaneously. It was really just a matter of seconds, actually, that I was able to process all of this through. And I apologized to Esther, who was more than understanding, and we quickly figured out a solution. And that was it. You know, I held myself in kindness for getting mad at myself over something that I didn't need to get mad at myself over, right? And that was the end of the story. Things happen. Now listen to this one. By the way, I received permission both from Esther and my sister, who's in the next story, to share both of these stories. So a couple of months ago, I had a cousin visiting Israel, and he stayed with us. And knowing that he was coming here, I asked him to please bring a few things from the States, specifically some clothing that my daughter bought that apparently doesn't ship to Israel, and a few other things that I bought on Amazon. So he came, and he brought the stuff. But what I didn't realize was that only after he left, that he actually didn't bring everything that was brought to his house because it didn't fit in his suitcase. But he didn't tell us that when he was here. Now, how did I know? Because my daughter asked where her other two pairs of pants were. I didn't know. So I asked him and he was like, oh, right. They didn't, you know, everything didn't fit. So it's, you know, here in my house. So I just didn't realize that until later, which is fine. When I did understand this and I realized that the rest of that stuff likely wasn't going to get to us anytime soon, I asked my sister, who originally brought the stuff over to him because they live in the same area, to please go pick it up from him and please drop it off at the nearest Amazon drop-off. And, you know, I would give her the refund code. And she generously said, you know, she would happily do that. So she went to his house, she grabbed the bag, and she dropped it off. Okay, again, so nice, right? It's exactly what I asked her to do. But can you see where this is going? My daughter's two pair of pants, not bought from Amazon, but from some other store, were in the bag with the stuff that I bought from Amazon. So when my sister went to return it, she just returned the bag without looking inside the bag to see what was there, because why would she? I didn't tell her to, right? Just like Esther didn't tell me to look in the books to see which were signed. Can you believe that? It's like the same story. Now, on my end, I was like, oh, shoot, right? Let me see what I can do about these pants. And believe you me, I did my best. I was on chat with Amazon and USPS for hours and days. Long story short, the pants are lost, right? And it's fine. And my daughter has accepted it. This was clearly not my sister's fault. And I hope that she can take on the consideration that I did, right? That things happen, you can't know everything, and not to feel guilty because it certainly wasn't her fault. You know, there's two really great things about getting stuck. One is when you can diagnose yourself as feeling stuck, as soon as you do that, you know exactly what to do to feel better in any moment because you have the unstuck method if you know how to use it. And number two, you can always learn from the situation, which is exactly what I did, and I think something my sister learned as well. If we can all embrace that attitude of we're doing our best, we're not perfect, we can't know everything, life is short, let go and move on, I think we'd all be in such a better place. So I am offering that to you as a consideration for this week. You can't know everything. So if and when you mess up this week, you can consider that so that you don't stay stuck unnecessarily. Okay, my friends, this was a quick episode as I'm working hard behind the scenes recreating the back end of my work so that you will have more opportunities to engage with me in real time in the future. I am working hard on this. I am so excited to share it with you, and I hope I'll be able to share this news with you in early April. Until then, I want to wish you a wonderful rest of your week, and remember, you can handle anything. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the You Can Handle Anything podcast. If this podcast adds value to your life, I would be so grateful if you could spare 30 seconds to do three things. One, follow or subscribe to the podcast. Two, leave me a rating on whatever podcast app you listen on. And three, share an episode with a friend. Your support keeps the podcast thriving, and for that, I am truly grateful. I look forward to being back with you next week.